All right. We want to welcome you. My name is Pastor P. Wallace.
And I'm Keontae McDonald, and you're tuning to Simplify Complexity, a relationship podcast.
So we want to welcome you to another day, another podcast. And I always say that I'm excited because I am excited. Anytime that I have an opportunity to talk with you guys and share with listeners is really a blessed day. But today's, I feel like, is a little bit more special because my book has officially released, right, man?
Yeah, today's a good day.
Today's a good day. And so we wanted to spend some time and kind of talk about the book. And specifically, we want to talk about what is your guide in relationships? Mm-hmm. And we're going to kind of go along that lines. But first, I want to encourage you, go to the website, simplifycomplexity.org. You can find more information about us. You can find more information about my upcoming book. You can also follow me at Brian E. Wallace. You can follow Keontae at
Keontae McDonald. McDonald like the restaurant.
McDonald's like the restaurant. And you can always go to actually type in brianewallace.com and get more information about the book as well. Mm-hmm. So the book is entitled Chasing Happily Ever After. And then I know, man, you've been in this journey with me for a little bit. And what are your thoughts about your journey, your chasing happily ever after?
Man, you know what I mean? First off, that is just I just always thought that was just a brilliant title. You know what I mean? Of just chasing happily ever after, because more so that's what a lot of us are doing.
Right.
You know I mean, we're trying to find Mrs. Right or Mr. Right. You know what I mean? And it's a journey. It's a chase.
Man, it's so a journey, man. That journey comes with bruises sometimes. Yeah. It comes with some highs. It comes with some lows. With anger and array of emotions.
And in my own chase, you know, I've experienced all that. I've experienced my bumps in the road and, you know, my flying straight, you know what I mean? And, you know, I mean, now I'm at a point in my marriage, actually this Friday, well this month, me and my wife will hit 8 years married. So
congratulations, man. I mean,
thank you, man. But getting married at 19 and making it this far, it's been a lot going on.
Here's the thing, man, is that the journey of chasing happily ever after does not stop just because you get married. And there's so much that goes involved, and there's so much involved when it comes to relationships. Mm-hmm. And that's partly why we got together. We wanted to really share. We both have a passion to want to help people. We have a burden to help people in the area of relationships. And that's kind of what this book is about. This book is to help kind of give a guide, because I feel like there really aren't too many guides. You know, where did you learn relationships?
Just kind of from entertainment, TV, movies, you know what I mean?
Right, we have friends.
Yeah.
You know, that I was really thinking about that for a moment. Because you imagine you have possibly a lawyer, right? You're going to be a lawyer. Actually, I want to go, let's say a doctor. Mm-hmm. And all of a sudden, you have this doctor that's about to do some surgery, right? And you're like, okay, so what's your experience? And they're like, oh, yeah, you know, I watched House.
YouTube.
I watched some YouTube videos. And, you know, and so I'm just, you know, I watched my dad and my mom do some things around the house. And, and I have some friends, you know, kind of tell me. You'd be like, wait, no. Like, I need somebody that has a little bit more understanding, so that way, because I want a successful surgery.
Exactly.
And if you think about any profession, anything that you want to be successful at, and that's what I want to link it back to, linking back success to what are you doing to achieve that success?
Mm-hmm, that's good.
So why is it when it comes to relationships that there's this sense of I'm just going to wing it?
Mm-hmm.
I'm just going to kind of like, well, you know, I'm going to feel my way through it and I'll approach it when I come to it. You don't approach anything else like that, not expecting you to be successful.
Right.
Now, we do approach things that way where it's just like, okay, when it comes and I'll deal with it when it comes. But a lot of times what ends up happening when you have that approach?
Things fall apart. You know what I mean? It's like building a house and you never built a house before and you say, I'm going to just throw some sticks up. You know what I mean? Like, once the wind comes or once a bad storm comes, it's going to get knocked down. You know what I mean?
Well, and I'm glad that you mentioned that, because one of the things that I talk about inside the book is I actually use a house as an analogy. Because when you're building a house, there's so much that is involved in building a house. And kind of before I get into that analogy, I really wanted to go to one of my favorite scriptures. My life scripture comes from Luke 9.
Mm-hmm.
But what I want to go through is there's another one in Luke 14. And Jesus says this: for which of you intending to build a tower does not sit down first and count the cost, whether he has enough to finish it, lest after he has laid the foundation and is not able to finish, all who see it begin to mock him, saying, this man began and was not able to finish.
Mm-hmm.
And what always strikes me, what blows my mind about this scripture, is that Jesus is challenging us, saying, you can have desire all that you want. You can desire all you want to be a follower of me, but you have to count the cost.
Right.
But and that's the context that he's talking about it. But that concept goes beyond just salvation. Mm-hmm. That concept goes into many things in life. And so who here does not want to graduate, you know, college?
Exactly.
But how many people start but don't finish? Because they didn't count the cost. Mm-hmm. They weren't really prepared in understanding what is needed in order to finish it.
Right.
How many people have started the relationship process, but they really haven't counted the cost? How many people have stepped into marriage, but they really didn't count? They love one another. They were in love, and they, you know, they were googly-eyed and had the feelings inside, but they really didn't count the cost. And even in your own experience, I want you to share this in your own experience. And I'm speaking from my own experiences and challenges and ups and downs. Is what was it like for you as you did you really consider all the costs?
I didn't, you know, and that's the thing about the chase, you know, the chase and happily ever after. It's just a continuing learning experience, because like, it's like me at 19, like I said, I mean, you talk about naive,
right?
You
know what I mean? but here's the thing though, that nobody could have told you that at 19,
right?
Yeah. I'm sure some people said, no, just wait a little bit longer, you know, be patient. It's not to say that you can't get married, just wait, continue to grow, you know, and you was like, no, we ain't trying to hear that.
Yeah, I'm like, yeah. I'm going for it.
And here's the sad part, folks. It's like 30, and they're still like, I ain't trying to hear that. 40, I ain't trying to hear that. 50, I ain't trying to hear that. So it doesn't really matter about age. We just have a hard-headedness about us to where we feel like we know we have the answers, but we need to go through the process and ask ourselves, what is our guide? What is guiding you? Mm-hmm. Are you just winging it? And the sad part about Christians that I've found, and I'm going to use my own experience, is many times we approach it the same way as secular. Hmm. Now, we throw God in the mix, right? And so we're going to put God in the middle of it, and we're going to try to kind of do it God's way. Yeah. But we really kind of still do it how TV kind of shows us. You know what I mean? We still kind of, we're still looking for what the romance that TV shows us rather than the romance that God says in the Bible.
Right.
Where we're still looking for that man to have these type of qualities or that woman to have these type of qualities that the world has sensationalized rather than the qualities that God says, this is what's really important. This is what you really need to value. These are the things that you want to build upon.
Right. And sure, we continue leaning on our own understanding. You know what I mean? And not the wisdom of God. And that's what's just interesting about relationships, you know what I mean? Or just anything that you're really doing in life. You know, like you just said, counting the costs. We don't really just sit there and really, you know, like, I didn't research, like, you know, how's my marriage supposed to go?
Yeah.
What's going to happen in this year? What could possibly happen in this year? I didn't research any of that.
Right.
I just went in, and then, you know, after that first year, I'm like, oh.
Lord. Remember, I think you were telling me at one point that the divorce crossed your guys'
mind. Yeah, you know, like I said, within that year point, I think like around month 8, man, like it was, that word was heavy. Yeah,
right.
it was heavy.
It's such a mistake.
Yeah, you know, but God willing, man, you know, he works everything out, and through experience, man, and just through faith and perseverance, you know, we're still chasing after each other.
Right,
you
know what I mean? And it's a constant journey.
Right.
And as you're listening to this, and I keep kind of mentioning the same thing, what is your guide? Mm-hmm. What is guiding you? How are you understanding singleness? How are you understanding dating? How are you understanding the courting process? How are you understanding marriage? Mm-hmm. I say this all the time. Marriage is not the finish line. Mm-hmm. Marriage is actually just the start of the beginning.
Right.
Because the journey really begins as you begin to get married. Mm-hmm. And so don't look at, finally I'm married. Oh, whew, I got married. No, just get ready. Yeah.
Right. Marriage is when the gun goes off.
Yeah. Like,
you know what I mean?
You was just getting ready. Get ready.
You was on the block. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And all of a sudden it's like, you married. Go. It's right. Like, yeah, you got to. And it's a marathon.
Man, it truly is.
Now, in the book, what I try to share and what I try to give people is I try to compare relationships to a house. Mm-hmm. And the reason why I like that comparison is because a lot of times we talk about a foundation and how important the foundation is. But the foundation is just the beginning. And so you have your foundation, but you're continuing to build. And so you don't just all of a sudden go from the foundation. You say, well, we're going to put light fixtures up and we're going to put faucets in. And, you know, which is, matter of fact, we got the foundation. Cool. Let's just put our furniture inside.
Right.
Where's your roof?
Exactly.
You know, where are your walls? Mm-hmm. You know, do you have plumbing? Do you have electricity? Mm-hmm. And so there's so many things that go into building a house just as in a relationship. There are many different phases and stages that go into a relationship. Now, right. here's the part. In a house, if you skip steps of the building process, you actually cause the integrity of the home mm-hmm. to become diminished. Right. You diminish the structural integrity. So yeah, it might stand, and just because you see the house standing does not necessarily mean that it's on the right foundation.
Right.
Just because a house is standing doesn't mean you see the walls, doesn't mean that as the winds begin to blow, that the walls will stand against the winds. Mm-hmm. It is how you build the house that gives it structural integrity. It gives it a solidness to where it can withstand the rigors of life. Mm-hmm. And it's the same concept when it comes to relationships. There are different phases and stages to where as you build it the right way, as you get the winds of depression, as you mm-hmm. get the rains of anger, as you're dealing with the many different challenges of relationships, are you able to withstand those things? Mm-hmm. And that's kind of what I wanted to base it off of. I wanted to kind of give a structure and build on that structure to where you can withstand the challenges that come with inside relationships.
Right, right. That's good. Just, you know, just speaking upon just having that guide, you know what I mean? Having a guide to what you're doing in a relationship. I just think about when me and my wife, we like to travel. You know, when we do travel, one of my favorite pastimes is I like to go to museums in different cities. You know what I mean? And, you know, you have a choice. You can either just, A, walk through the museum and find stuff on your own, or B, they always have, like, a little guide, you know, little things you put in your ear, and it takes you around everything so you don't miss, you know, some of the good stuff.
Right. That's good.
You know? And that's what I think about, you know, in a relationship and just finding that guide, because sometimes we could just be walking through a museum and we'll miss the Mona Lisa. You know what I mean? And that might be the prized possession in that whole museum. But now if we have a guide, we know exactly where it's at. We know exactly how to get there. We know exactly what the enclosure is going to be like.
Right.
You know, for us to get there.
And you can avoid just a bunch of dead ends or bad experiences because the guide is there to help you. The guide is also a map.
Right.
And so you're going someplace you've never been before. You could have watched all you want Rome on TV. Mm-hmm. Does not mean you know the city of Rome.
Exactly.
And it's the same thing when it comes to relationships. And here, I want to kind of close with this, and I want to kind of give a concept. Now, I do want to encourage you to go and get the book. I really poured a lot of myself into this to mm-hmm. help people, and I have no doubt it will be a blessing to you. But I do want to share that it doesn't matter where you're at in the relationship process. We all need a guide.
Yeah.
And so it's... This book will bless you if you're single. It will bless you if you're dating. It will bless you if you're maybe courting with somebody, meaning you've been together for a long time and you're looking at marriage, engagement, or if you've been married. Mm-hmm. And so each of those stages are critical. There's key things that you need to do in all of those stages that make your relationship solid.
Right.
And so don't think that just because you're married that all of a sudden, okay, well, I don't need to understand those other stages. Because there's actually key things within those other stages that will impact your marriage. Mm-hmm. And so what you do in singleness is going to impact dating. And what you do in dating is going to impact marriage. And sometimes we're married, but we didn't do the correct things. We didn't build the right foundation. Mm. And as a result, our marriage is unstable.
Yeah.
And so it's similar like being in a house. And as you're in this house, you're trying to beautify the house. You're trying to make it nice, right?
Right.
And so you see this crack in the wall. What are you going to do?
You're going to fix it.
You're going to fix the crack. And so you go over and you fix the crack. And then all of a sudden, it's like a month later, that crack comes back up. Mm-hmm. So you're like, what in the world? So you go over and you plaster that bad boy again and you fix that crack. And it keeps coming back and it keeps coming back and it keeps coming back. That's the same thing that's happening with relationships. You know what that crack is telling you? Mm-hmm. You might actually have a crack in your foundation. Mm. So you can fix that crack all you want. It's just going to keep on coming back until you go back and fix the crack in the foundation.
Right.
And that's what sometimes we do within relationships. We keep trying to fix and fix and fix. And it works for a minute, but then it keeps coming back because it's actually a foundational issue.
Right.
So I spend a lot of time in the second stage. It's one of my favorite stages, and it's dealing with the framework. It's talking about being satisfied in Christ. And we'll actually do maybe a podcast just on that. Mm-hmm. But in being satisfied in Christ, there's so much that impacts your relationships and it impacts your marriage if you understand your satisfaction in Christ. Because a lot of times we're looking for satisfaction in our mate. Mm-hmm. And you have to understand that he or she can never fully satisfy you. And as a result, what ends up happening within our relationships, we're looking for stability in another person when that person themselves are not fully stable. Rather than looking for stability in God, therefore, when your wife starts acting crazy, you're not all thrown all over the place.
Yeah.
Because you're stable in Christ. When your husband starts acting up, you're not an emotional wreck because you're stable in Christ. And so I go through details and talking about that stage and how we grow and build in that area of being satisfied in Christ and how it impacts your current relationships and your future relationships.
That's good. That's good.
So I really pray. I do want you to go to the website, go to simplifycomplexity.org. You can find it there. It's on Amazon. You can go there. Please go get the book. It will be a blessing to you. I'm really excited about it. Keontae, did you have any other thoughts, man?
The only thing I just want to just end with, man, is just an experience of mine. This past September, me and my wife, we were able to buy our first house. You know what I mean? And we just didn't buy a house. We were able to build this house up from the ground up. So, you know, I was there every week, every day, just watching the construction, watching the pushing, putting the plumbing, putting electricity and all that stuff.
Yeah.
Now, prior to that, on our house search, me and my wife went to a bunch of different houses, you know what I mean, inquiring about buying them. But these were houses that were already built. And every house that we went into, we just didn't like the layout. We didn't like how they did this wall.
Yeah.
This wasn't right. That wasn't right. So at the end of the day, we got the home that we wanted. You know what I mean? Because we sat there and watched them build, watched the whole process. And at the end of that whole result, it came out to be a beautiful house the way that we wanted it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So, you know, stop just running aimlessly through life and through your relationships.
Right.
Get yourself a guide. So that way, at the end of that, at the end of the whole process, you can be satisfied.
That's good. That's good. All right. Well, man, we appreciate you guys joining us. Let's go ahead and close in prayer. Father, I thank you for this day and for your many blessings. I thank you for our listeners. I just thank you for what you're going to do in and through this book. So, just, Father, I just pray that you will just put a special blessing upon Chasing Happily Ever After and bless this book to be a guide and a resource for many years to come, to just be a blessing to people. We love you. We pray for those that are listening and maybe the challenges that they're experiencing in relationships, whether or not single, whether or not dating or married. Father, just be with them and help them to really ask, what is my guide? What am I using as my guide that I may be successful in my ventures? We love you. We ask all these things in Jesus' name. Father, bless Keontae and his wife as they are approaching their 8th year anniversary. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
All right, God bless you. God keep you. Until next time, have a great day.
I'd rather be your people, I'd rather see. Where there's two or three, then there the Lord will be. Where the Lord is, then there you'll see me. If the Lord ain't going, then I'm not going. Let us be best minded with the mind of Christ. Let us love one another as you would love I. You need me just as much as I need you, because a body can't function when a body's been too.